Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I am your host, Trevor McNeil. Today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. Also, a huge welcome to the 2022 Iowa State football season. Iowa State opens up against Southeast Missouri State on Saturday, September 3rd at 2 p.m. Iowa State comes off a rather disappointing season, going 7-6. 5-4 in Big 12 play, and losing to Clemson in the Cheez-It Bowl 13-20, dropping three of their four final games. Iowa State was also led by quarterback Brock Purdy and running back Breece Hall, both of which were drafted in the draft. Iowa State also lost other key players, including tight ends Chase Allen and Charlie Kohler, and kicker Andrew Meavis. Iowa State had a lot of close games, some of which shouldn't have been very close, including the season opener against FCS opponent Northern Iowa in in-state rivalry, which was a close game the whole time. Though Iowa State was able to pull off with a win, 16-10. Another close game where we went on the road to the rivalry against West Virginia, where West Virginia was able to pull away with a win, 31-38. Last but not least, a road game against Texas Tech, where Texas Tech was quite literally able to kick themselves into a bowl game, nailing a 62-yard field goal as time expired to pull off a 38-41 upset against Iowa State. Point is, there were way too many close games last year, and we seemed to choke a lot in season openers. This time, we don't have Brock Purdy or Breece Hall to step up. However, Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell says that there is a lot of depth on our depth chart that we will need this year. Hopefully this can be proved in our non-conference games. Meanwhile, Southeast Missouri State is also coming off a disappointing season, going 4-7 on the year, however went 4-2 in Ohio Valley Conference play. They faced four top 25 FCS opponents last season, a 21-47 loss to 7th-ranked Southern Illinois, a 14-52 loss to top-ranked Sam Houston State, a 30-38 loss to number 13th UT Martin, and finally a revenge top-10 upset in the season closer at home, 31-14 against 8th-ranked UT Martin. Both teams are starting off with new quarterbacks this year, the Cyclones starting a left-handed redshirt sophomore, Hunter Deckers. Deckers played in relief to Brock Purdy in the Cyhawk series game, where Iowa pulled out a 17-27 win on the road. The redshirt junior running back, Jarrell Brock, also taking Breece Hall's starting spot as running back. Brock took reps as the running back too, but started in the Cheez-It Bowl due to Breece Hall sitting out to go to the draft and went second round to the Jets. The Redhawks are also rolling in a quarterback, Paxton DeLaurent, a multi-threat transfer from Central Methodist. DeLaurent threw 25 passing touchdowns and rushed for 553 yards, picking up another 7 touchdowns on the ground. Though DeLaurent, the starting quarterback, there will be times multiple quarterbacks are built into the game plan. Returning running back for the Redhawks, Geno Hess was named Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year last year. Hess rushed first over 1,100 rushing yards and 14 touchdowns. On the defensive side, the Redhawks return linebacker Bryce Norman, who made 66 tackles and forced 3 fumbles. To wrap it up here, we will show you the schedule in the top 25 rankings. Here is Iowa State's schedule. Saturday, September 3rd, Southeast Missouri State. Saturday, September 10th, at Iowa. Saturday, September 17th, Ohio. Saturday, September 24th, 10th ranked Baylor. Saturday, October 1st at Kansas. Saturday, October 8th, Kansas State. Saturday, October 15th at Texas. Thursday, October 27th, number 9 ranked Oklahoma. Saturday, November 5th, West Virginia. Saturday, November 12th at Oklahoma State, which is 12th ranked. Saturday, November 19th at Texas Tech. And the season closer, Saturday, November 26th at TCU. Here is the AP Top 25 rankings. Coming in first in the preseason poll, the Alabama Crimson Tide out of the SEC. And second, the Ohio State Buckeyes from the Big Ten. And third, the Georgia Bulldogs from the SEC. And fourth, the Clemson Tigers from the ACC. And fifth, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish from the Independent. From sixth, the Aggies of Texas A&M from the SEC. And seventh, the Utah Utes out of the Pac-12. And eighth, the Michigan Wolverines out of the Big Ten. And number ninth, the Oklahoma Sooners out of the Big 12. And 10th, the Baylor Bears out of the Big 12. And 11th, the Oregon Ducks out of the Pac-12. And 12th, the Oklahoma State Cowboys out of the Big 12. And 13th, the NC State Wolfpack out of the ACC. And 14th, the Southern California Trojans out of the Pac-12. And 15th, the Michigan State Spartans out of the Big 10. And 16th, the Miami Hurricanes out of the ACC. And 17th, the Pittsburgh Panthers out of the ACC. And 18th, the Wisconsin Badgers out of the Big 10. And 19th, the Arkansas Razorbacks out of the SEC. And 20th, the Kentucky Wildcats out of the SEC. And 21st, the Ole Miss Rebels out of the SEC. And 22nd, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons out of the ACC. And 23rd, the Cincinnati Bearcats out of the AAC. And 24th, the Houston Cougars out of the AAC. And then 25th, the BYU Cougars out of the Independent. So that'll wrap it up for me. It is a huge, huge week for us. It is back into game week, finally. College football has returned. This is your host of Cyclone Sports Commentary signing off. I am Trevor McNeil. Good night.